Our time now is 8:30. This is FM 95.7 KKWC Webster City on this Tuesday morning. Welcome to our community corner. Well, there's going to be something exciting at the Blairsburg Opera House come Halloween night, week from Sunday night. It's all about, we're going to learn more about this as a benefit for YSS. I have some good friends in the studio this morning. We have Ron Berkestrand, and also with me we have Keith Helen. And gentlemen, good morning to you.
Morning.
Good morning.
Let's talk about, this is a project I learned from you last week there, Ron, to help benefit YSS.
Right. But actually, it's Keith's project. He came up with the idea, and he was originally from Blairsburg. That actually is his home, right?
Right. Yeah, my parents ran the lumberyard there for 60 years.
And but I thought it was an excellent idea, and I thought we should probably go after it, but he's got more information on it here than I do.
So we're at the Opera House on October 31st, which happens to be Halloween, of course, a Sunday night. Mm-hmm. And we have a band that we're really excited about from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So it's kind of an unusual event for a town like Blairsburg. And we have the Dirk Quinn Band, which is a jazz fusion, kind of a funk rock and roll group. And they're going to do a benefit for us for YSS. And YSS is of course, a Webster City-based company, nonprofit out of Ames, really now, but with an office in Webster City, and we do mental health for children and families. And so, what we decided to do, with both Ron and I are involved there, we decided to go ahead and do an event that would be a fundraiser for them, and they have lots of exciting things going on. And so, the fundraiser is October 31st, beginning at 7 o'clock at the Blairsburg Opera House.
But the concert is free, Pat. That's a critical factor, I think.
I would think so too, Ron.
Yeah, so.
And you've been involved, Ron, with the YSS for a number of years.
Yeah, about 20, 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's, it's really evolved. You know, we built a new building. We have people on staff to help people who need and are in need, or kids who are in need. But it's moving along. You know, right now, Ames has purchased some land down where I grew up, and is looking at building a an advanced help for kids that have drug and alcohol problems. I believe that's right.
Yes.
And Keith and I went down and looked at the property, and it's pretty unique.
It's a very exciting development, and kind of takes YSS into a new era as well for helping kids. And that is that we're doing this recovery center, being Cambridge. Mm-hmm. You know, for teens and you know, to some extent their families, for suffer from alcohol and drug abuse. And Andrew Allen, who's the CEO of YSS, is kind of heading that up. We've raised now a lot of money. I think the building itself was $13 million to kind of move ahead. And so we're doing this, and YSS is a free will offering, but we're not charging money for the music. And the music is going to be great. We're going to have Halloween and hopefully have costumes and have some fun.
Ron and Keith, I know these are very challenging times. What with the pandemic that continues to make headlines just about every day. And how is it impacting services for YSS? Do both of you know any reason why?
I think part of what happens is that people are more kind of locked up, if you will. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes the substance abuse issues becomes more prominent during those kinds of time. People look for different ways to kind of, you know, solve issues. And of course, that's not, drug and alcohol, but that's what happens.
It's not an easy thing to do. I mean, that's, it's quite involved when you get into it.
Right.
And so what we're doing is kind of getting into more outpatient services, but also then we have this new recovery place in Cambridge that will be an inpatient, up to 70 beds facility that will really be statewide and really for the first of its kind, really, in Iowa. And it's really a remarkable achievement when we get it done, I believe. So we're kind of celebrating that as well.
Yeah, they're trying to get ahead of the problem. You know, the used to be we kind of approached it from the back end. You know, once they had the problem, we trying to help them with it. But now we're literally with kids, we're trying to get them out of their locale so that when they go into this thing, they aren't being exposed back to the same same situation they had before. And
they'll have a place to go.
Place to go, yeah.
And YSS not only serves Hamilton County, gentlemen, but also other central Iowa counties. It's right. Based out of Ames, as you mentioned.
Right.
Yeah.
Helps Boone. It is involved in Story. And Des Moines, Polk County.
There's really 13 counties now in central Iowa that are involved in helping to build the recovery center. And about $10 million going to go into it from the counties in different ways, and then more money being raised. And it's a very exciting thing. And so we think it's a good time to kind of have a good event and show people what we're doing, but also have some fun. And so this Halloween event we're having is it'll be 7 p.m. and the Dirk Quinn Band, I think people will really enjoy it. They're very, very, very energetic band and very nationally known.
How did they get arranged with the YSS for this?
Well, what's interesting is that Jeff Nelson, who's a buddy of mine from Blairsburg, both of us played together in a jazz band in high school. Mm-hmm. And we really have been following music here in the Midwest, and Jeff in particular is good at that. We ran into this band here and played in Iowa, and they played recently at the Surf in Clear Lake, as well as a bar called Byron's at Pomeroy. We met them and kind of befriended them, and they've agreed to do this as a fundraiser with us in Blairsburg, which is fairly remarkable. They're on a national tour, and between stops in Wisconsin and stops in Omaha and in Colorado, they're going to be in Blairsburg on Sunday the 31st. That's how this kind of happened.
Mm-hmm. And best of all, it's all free will donations.
Yep. That's right, free will donation. Mm-hmm. You bet, absolutely. And we'll have snacks. We'll have, you know, pop and maybe some other things, but we really starts at 7 o'clock, and we hope people come. We hope people also...
The cell phone goes off.
Sorry.
Again, we're talking with Ron Berkestrat and Keith Howland about a very special event at the Opera House. And Keith, you had some more information?
And we hope that people wear costumes. We hope that, you know, it's Halloween, so I haven't worn myself a costume in quite a few years, but I've now bought one.
Really?
Good for you.
Yeah, so we'll give it a try.
Are you looking at me to see if I've bought? I haven't bought one yet.
Oh, okay. Neither have I.
No.
We also have the YSS holiday event coming soon there, Ron. That's around Christmas time, around December.
Yeah, they've had that in the past. I don't. Are they doing that this year? I don't think they're going to do that this
I'm
year.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
But they really, it's kind of up in the air, Pat, at this point in time. The it's kind of waned over the years. You know, it's like any retail event, for instance. You got to keep adding to it, make it a little bit bigger, a little more exciting, and so forth. And I think that's where we are with this. You know, so.
Well, that's again coming up October 31st, and we might see some other future events down the road. Would you like to have this, Keith, as kind of an annual event
The road?
Would you like to have this
annual? Oh, yeah, I think so. I mean, I think I could see us doing that. Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that people probably don't know if you haven't been there is this Opera House is really a cool thing, especially for a small town. The people there, like my parents and other people that are friends of theirs, spent 20, 30 years, you know, developing and redoing the Opera House. And it's not a big fancy place as such, but it is a really cool old building, and it's got a great stage for music. And we have thrown, Jeff and I threw a party there last year with a band with a friend of ours called John Stafford, who since has passed away, unfortunately, but we had a great time and thought, well, why don't we start doing other events? So we're already thinking about other things we can do, and this is one that we'll see how it takes off. You know, I mean, we hope people will come, enjoy the music, enjoy the evening. You know, when we're looking for teenagers to come as well, it is a BYOB for 21+, but it's really a family event. And we're hoping that we can get people there and enjoy it and be able to look forward to the next event that we haven't planned yet, but we will. We will have something else.
All right.
When Keith presented this at the meeting, at the YSS meeting, I just thought it was an excellent idea. You know, we need to try something like this, and I think it would be really advantageous up here. So.
And, you know, I think Blairsburg and Webster City have long time been associated, so we're hoping that people from Webster come, and we're so glad that Ron and Kathy are really helping us put things together and make getting support here. And thank you. Thanks,
absolutely.
Pat, for
glad
putting
to do
us
this
on.
Appreciate
thank
it
you.
Very much, Pat.
Glad That's to great. Do this for all of you, because it is a wonderful organization. And Ron and Kathy, you've been at it for a long time.
Yeah.
With what's your business here in Webster City and with YSS caring about the youth of our community.
Well, I think the children are our future.
Right.
You know, and this idea that that you can sit back on your laurels is just beyond the pale as far as I'm concerned. You just can't do that. You either got to be involved or get out, you know, so.
You know, and I did a lot of charity work in the Minneapolis area. And when I came back here, moved back with my parents, this was the organization I really wanted to be a part of. Because I think Children's Mental Health is really an evolving area. We know so much more now about pill health than we used to, and these people really need help. You know, so when they need help, they really need it now. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping that this is a good kickoff for that.
If you'd like to know more about YSS, you can go to their website. That is yss.org, right?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Just go to that, and you'll have all the information you need to know. They have their offices located right there on Ohio Street there.
Right.
Yes.
At the end of Ohio Street.
And that is the Dell and Dean Bowden Family Health Clinic.
Right. 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 Yeah.
And, of course, Dean and Adele, they've done marvelous things.
Yeah. Adele was actually one of the original people who started it. Office here, so no, it's been over the years. It's helped a lot of people,
sure,
including my family. I mean, I've even been personally involved with. I had one problem with one of my kids, and
sure.
You know, all of a sudden, when you have the problem, you got to look around for where you can turn. And fortunately, YSS was there. So, mm-hmm.
Yes, it's YSS of Hamilton County, as far as we're concerned here in Hamilton County, and it's we've had lots of people here from the broader Hamilton County community, including Blairsburg. But primarily Whip City, working on this for many years, and it's something to be real proud of.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So once again, we're talking about the Dirk Quinn Band. Again, they'll be appearing on Sunday, October 31st, 7 to 11 p.m. Free will donations requested at the door, benefiting the wonderful work of YSS. We'll hopefully get a packed crowd. Costumes encouraged, BYOB snacks provided, and that's organized by Keith Halloran, also Jeff Nelson, for this very special event. Anything else for the good of the cause here this morning,
Thank
gentlemen?
You so much, Pat.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. I think that gets the message out pretty good.
All right. Ron and Keith, thanks. Thanks very much joining us this morning.
You
Thank
bet.
You.
Thank you very much. The time now is 18 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock.